This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
And we reach the hadith number 200 in this blessed book of Umdatul Ahkam, in which every hadith in here was either narrated by Bukhari or Muslim. And it's the 10th hadith in the chapter of fasting. On the authority of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إذا أقبل الليل من ها هنا وأدبر النهار من ها هنا فقد أفطر الصائم. And when the night enters from here, and the nahar, the morning, disappears, then the Sa'im has broken his fast. There's some ahkam related to this issue, and it came in another narration, وَغَرَبَتْ الشَّمْسِ, and when the sun sets. In some scenarios, a person might not have food with him when the time of iftar comes. This hadith has a great significance to that type of scenario. What does the person do now that the time of siyam has come, or the time of iftar has come? For example, now 9:30, which is the median for some of the times in Britain at the moment. That time comes and we don't have any food, or we don't have any time, or any water to break our fast with. What does the person do in this type of scenario? Does he carry on fasting? And how does he get out of the fact or the scenario that he's fasting? Shaykh Uthaymeen rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned a very important statement, and he said that if a person at the time of iftar, he makes the intention of breaking it, then this person has broken his fast, even if he doesn't have any food or drink. And this is the closest and the most outweighed opinion in this particular issue, for the individual that doesn't have any food or drink. As for some of the things that are said and put around the people, that person licks his finger or he puts his hand in his mouth to make his mouth more watery and things like that to break his fast, then this has absolutely no proof and he has no evidence regarding it. Rather, a person's actions are judged by his intention. And likewise, if a person now makes the intention to break his fast at 5 o'clock, then the outweighed opinion is that this person has broken his fast. This is the outweighed opinion that this person has broken his fast, even though he had no particular excuse. Like, what is mustahab, what is more recommended for a person to be breaking his fast with? Is it chicken? Is it rice? Is it a Maryland meal? Or anything like that? What is the thing that is mustahab, recommended for a person? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like Anas ibn Malik, he said that before he would go out to pray, he would break his fast with tamar, with dates. And if he didn't find any dates, he would be sipping the water. He would be breaking it with water. Then he would go out and pray, and he would come back and he would eat. So you understand from this hadith and the action of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most recommended thing in the sunnah is that the person, he breaks it with tamar and also water. And it came in another narration that the Prophet started with water. So whatever you break it with, whether it is water or tamar, dates, then this is recommended, and you have followed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this particular act. At the time of iftar, what does a person do? What does he read? Is there a particular specific dua? And etc. It came in some narrations, and that it was ascribed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he used to say, Bismillahi, Allahumma laka sumt, wa ala rizqika aftartu. This dua. But if you go back to the narration of the hadith is weak. The hadith is weak. And there's also another famous narration when it came ذهب الظمأ وابتلت العروق وثبت الأجر إن شاء الله. Also this narration. If you go back to the hadith, some of the ulama in Yemen, and like when in Saudi, and they mentioned regarding the hadith, it is da'if. It is a weak narration. Because there's someone in the sanad, in the chain of narration called Muhammad ibn Salim, and he's majhul, unknown. For those that would like to know the benefit of the weak narration. So what does the person do, what does the person say regarding the song when he's breaking the fast? It came in another hadith, which is sahih, correct and authentic, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, three people will not have their dua rejected. And one of them was the sa'im hatta yafdura, the one that's fasting until he breaks it. Until he breaks it. So a person, he has 19 hours to make whatever dua he wants to make. Until the time of iftar comes. Until the time of iftar comes. He can be making dua with any other dua that he desires and he likes. Whether it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me this, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for me. Any dua he can do because there's no restriction. And this goes under the bab of dua. As for a specific hadith, and like we mentioned earlier, these are the narrations, or weak narrations, in which the ulama have already spoken about. Okay, hadith number 201 and 202. It came on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an al-basal. قالوا إنك تواصل وقال إني لست مثلكم إني أطعم وأسقى. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited something called wisal. So they said to him, Ya Rasulullah, you continue, you do the wisal. I'll explain now what the wisal is. So he said to them, I am not like you. إني لست مثلكم إني أطعم وأسقى. I am fed and also drink. I am given the food. This thing called wisal, there's something in the deen of Islam called wisal. This wisal is to carry on fasting. For example, now the time of Maghrib has come, 9:30. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would continue for more time. Maybe carry on doing it for another day. This is the issue called al-wisal. Here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he prohibited for a person to do this, even though he used to do it. And this was specific for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the second narration will clarify what is allowed for us to do. And Abi Sa'id al-Khudri, فَأَيُّكُمْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يُوَاصِلَ فَلْيُوَاصِلَ إِلَى السَّحَرِ. And whoever wants to continue fasting, do more than the allowed time of fasting, then this person does the wisal until suhoor time. He continues fasting until the time of suhoor, which is at this time 3 o'clock. He can carry on fasting until this time. As for anything other later than this, then this was specific for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he prohibited the people to do this. The latest we can continue fasting is the suhoor. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned a statement, what is the wisdom, the hikmah behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibiting? Why did he prohibit the wisal? He said, so that a person can stay strong. A person can have energy to do all the types of ibadat. When a person breaks his fast, his Ramadan doesn't finish there. He stands up for the qiyam, he does all the types of ibadat, and etc. So a person doesn't weak and he gets the most out of the fasting and also out of the Ramadan by standing up for prayer. Because a person might come at around Isha time, he might not be able to pray. He might be feeling very, very weak. He might not be able to stand for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and some of these other virtues will miss him. The virtue when the Prophet said, whoever stands seeking the reward of Allah Azza wa Jal and seeking His face and believing in Him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us for sins. So in order for a person to get the best out of the other actions, actions of Ramadan. This is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited this act. Okay, the last two hadith that we've taken today. Hadith number 203. The Imam Abdul Ghani Al-Maqdisi, he chapter this bab. We have now finished from the chapter of Siyam. He has begun to talk about some of the best fasts or some of the best fasting. He chapter it by saying أفضل الصيام وغيره, the best fasting and anything other than this. The first hadith, which is the 203rd hadith of the book, عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن عاص رضي الله عنه قال أخبر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يقول. The Prophet was told that I say, Abdullah ibn Umar ibn Asi speaking here, وَاللَّهِ لَا صُومَنَّ النَّهَارِ وَلَا قُومَنَّ اللَّيْلِ مَا عِشْتُ. He said, I am going to fast the whole morning and I'm going to stand up praying the whole night as long as I'm alive. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to him, أَنْتَ الَّذِي قُلْتَ ذَلِكَ. Are you the one that said this statement? فَقُلْتُ لَهُ قَدْ قُلْتُ بِأَبِي أَنْتَ وَأُمِّي. He said that I am the one that said this statement. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَسْتَطِيعُ ذَلِكَ فَصُمْ وَأَفْطِرْ وَقُمْ وَنَمْ. For indeed you are not able to do this, so fast and also break your fast. Sleep and also pray to the prayer. وَصُمْ مِنَ الشَّهْرِ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ فَإِنَّ الْحَسَنَةُ بِعَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا وَذَلِكَ مِثْلُ صِيَامِ الدَّهَرِ. And fast from every month 3 days. 3 days. For indeed Allah multiplies the reward or the deed by 10 times. And this is like fasting the whole year. The 3 days of every month. We'll come to explain that a bit more in a bit. It's like fasting the whole year. So Abdullah ibn Amr ibn Asi said, قُلْتُ فَإِنِّي أُطِيقُ أَفْضَلِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. I am able and I have the energy to do more and better than this. So the Prophet said to him, فَصُمْ يَوْمًا وَأَفْطِرْ يَوْمَيْن. Fast 1 day and break your fast 2 days. Meaning, for example, now on Monday I fast, Tuesday and Wednesday I don't fast. Then on Thursday I fast, Friday and Saturday I don't fast. Then Sunday I fast, Monday and Tuesday I don't fast. Fasting 1 day and breaking 2 days. This is better than the first type, which is to fast 3 days of every month. So Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As said, I can do better than this. I have the energy to do better than this. So he said to him, فَصُمْ يَوْمًا وَأَفْطِرْ يَوْمًا فَذَلِكَ مِثْلُ صِيَامَ دَاوُدْ وَهُوَ أَفْضَلُ الصِّيَامِ. Fast 1 day and break 1 day. This is the Siyam of Dawood, alayhi salatu wasalam, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Dawood. So we advised him to fast this kind of fast, and he said this is the best fasting. This is the best type. So here we have 3 types. To fast 3 days of the month. The second one, to fast 1 day and to break 2 days. The third one, which is the best one, to fast 1 day and to break 1 day. So what did Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As said, I can do better than this. The Prophet said to him, La afdal min dalik. There is nothing better than the Siyam of Dawood, which is to fast 1 yawm, 1 day, and to break 1 day. So he came in another narration, La sawm fawqa sawmi akhi Dawood. Shatr al-dahar, sum yawman wa aftir yawman. There is nothing better than the fasting of my brother Dawood, to fast 1 day and to break 1 day. And the second narration, which says, إِنَّ أَحَبَّ الصِّيَامِ إِلَى اللَّهِ صِيَامُ دَاوُدُ وَأَحَبُّ الصَّلَاةِ إِلَى اللَّهِ صَلَاةُ دَاوُدُ. The best fasting is the fasting of Dawood. And the best prayer is the prayer of Dawood. كَانَ يَنَامُ نِصْفُ اللَّيْلِ وَيَقُومُ ثُلُثَهُ. He used to sleep half of the night. And he would stand up for 1/3. Then he would sleep for 1/6. And then, وَكَانَ يَصُومُ يَوْمًا وَيَفْتُرْ يَوْمًا. He used to break his fast 1 day and he would pray, and he would fast 1 day. So here we understand from this hadith some ahkam. that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, he told him the best way. And when the Sahabi tried to do something else, he informed him that this is the way. The deen, you understand from this, is ittiba'. It is ittiba', it is following. There's another story of the three people that came to Aisha radiallahu anha's house and they said, I will not get married. One of them said, I will not get married. One of them said, I will fast every day. One of them said, I'm going to stand for prayer the whole night. So when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he heard this, he said, I fast and I break my fast. I sleep and I also pray and I also get married. And he said, whoever desires other than my sunnah is not from me. You find some who believe they can do better than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but in reality, we have to do what the Prophet done. We try and do how he done it. He was the perfect example. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. You have a perfect example in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't try and do more than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our deen is ittiba', it is following, it is not logic. It is not logic. Ali radiallahu anhu, he mentioned one time, had the religion of Allah been logic from my brain, we would have wiped the bottom of the khuf. Many of us know that person, when he has the leather socks on or when he has socks on, he can wipe on top of it if he's entered into the state of purity. If our deen was aqal, was logic, we would have wiped the bottom of it. Why? Because the bottom of it is dirty. Why are we doing the top of it? It doesn't get dirty. Simply because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he done the top of it. And not because of my logic or because of my intellect or anything like this. But as for the issue regarding Ayyam al-Bidh, we mention this hadith because it's related to it anyway. أوصاني خليلي بثلاثة صيام ثلاثة أيام من كل شهر وركعتي الظهر ضحى والوتر قبل أن أنام. My خليل, he advised me, أبي هريرة saying this, my friend, to fast 3 days of every month. طيب. These 3 days are called أيام البيض. The 3 days of بيض. So what are they? What is the reward? It came in a narration that Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu and Abi Dhar likewise were told by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to fast 3 days of every month. 3 days of every month. And he said to him, 13th, the 14th and the 15th. And the reward for this is like fasting the whole year. It's like fasting the whole year. And this is a great verse for anyone that doesn't have the ability to be fasting Monday, Thursday or on a regular basis. You fast 3 days of the year, 3 days of every month. And you obtain that great reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, or the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned. If a person now can't fast in 3 days, on the 13th or the 14th or the 15th, maybe a woman is on a period, a man, he got busy on that day and he couldn't do it, on the 13th and the 14th and the 15th. Is there any way that he can obtain the rest of the reward? One time, a woman called Mu'adha, she came to the Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, and she asked her, أَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَصُومْ مِنْ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ مِنْ كُلِ شَهْرٍ. Did the Prophet used to do this for 3 days of the year? So she said, نعم, he did used to do this, but he never used to care when these 3 days were. So you understand from this that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sometimes used to do other than the 13th, the 14th and the 15th. For example, if a person missed it, or he couldn't do it. And Aisha radiallahu anha, she said this. So if a person can't do the 13th, or the 14th, or the 15th, he can do another day, and hopefully he would obtain this great reward of the reward of fasting the whole year. طيب, if a person now wants to fast the whole year, is he allowed to do this? The answer, he can't do this. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لا صوم من صام أبدا. No fasting for the person that decides to fast every day or forever. The Prophet never done this, and it's not from the best types of fasting. We mentioned earlier that the best type of fasting is the Sawm, the fasting of Dawood, alayhi salatu wasalam. Then you break one day and you fast one day. And the best guidance is the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, like the Prophet mentioned. He used to mention in all his sermons, in all his khutbas, وَخَيْرَ الْهُدَىٰ هُدَىٰ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. The best guidance is his guidance. So if someone comes now and starts telling us to do other than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then this will be rejected, or to do another action. And you won't be accepted from him. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, مَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا لَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ أَمْرُنَا فَهُوَ رَدْ. Whoever does an action, and it's not from the actions of our affairs, or from our actions, he will have it rejected. Imagine now the whole year you're fasting. 2 years, 3 years, every single day. And you come on Yawm al-Qiyamah and this is rejected. Why? Because it does not go in accordance to what the Prophet said. There are three conditions for a person's action to be accepted. The first one is to be a Muslim. Second one, to have sincerity. To have sincerity in our actions. If showing off goes into our actions, this will not be accepted. And the third one, which is the most important, it has to be in accordance to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If it is not, it will be rejected. So don't do what the Prophet never done and make yourself tired and you come on Yawm al-Qiyamah, you don't have any actions. Jazakumullah khair for listening. And barakatuh feekum. I'll be carrying on tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, the rest of the hadith. And hopefully next week we'll be starting the chapter of Laylatul Qadr, which is in accordance with the days that will be standing up for Laylatul Qadr. So hopefully before that we'll be understanding the ahkam and some of the rulings, and hopefully we get the best out of Laylatul Qadr. Jazakumullah khair. Subhanakallahu wa bihamdih. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.